أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هم الذين كفروا وصدوكم عن المسجد الحرام والهدي معكوفا أن يبلغ محله. In the previous ayats, firstly Allah explained the non-believers who did not join with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam going for Umrah, especially the Bedouins on the way who were invited to join to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and what their result was. Then after that Allah explained the believers who joined Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and what great virtues Allah had bestowed upon them. Now Allah Ta'ala, there is a mixture of both, of those who did not follow and those who followed also. Allah Ta'ala says, هُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوكُمْ عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. یہ وہی لوگ ہیں کہ جو منکر ہوئے اور روکا تم کو مسجد حرام سے. These are those very people, the people of Makkah, the Quraysh of Makkah, who stopped you, who made kufr. First, the great defect and fault was that they did not believe in their creator. They did not believe in their nourisher. They did not believe in the one who controls their lives. They disbelieved in him. And further, وَصَدُّوكُمْ عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَرُوكَ تُمْكُمْ مَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ سَيْ. They did not give you visas to go for your Umrah. They did not allow you, permit you to enter Makkah and go and make your Umrah there. وَالْهَدْيَ مَعَكُوفًا أَن يَبْلُغَ مَحِلَّا. اور نیاز کے قربانی کو بھی بند پری ہوئی اس بات سے کہ پہنچے اپنی جگہ تک. And also the qurbani animal that has to be made when a person has completed his umrah, the animals they had taken with to slaughter in Makkah Sharif, they prevented those animals also to reach Makkah. In other words, in every way they did not allow the Muslims in any and every way to enter Makkah and just to perform their ibadat of umrah. ولولا رجال مؤمنون ونساء مؤمنات لم تعلمهم. اور اگر نہ ہوتے کتنے ایک مرد ایمان والے اور کتنی عورتیں ایمان والیاں جو تم کو معلوم نہیں. And he did not been so that in Makkah Sharif, which was still dominated and controlled by the Kuffar, the Quraysh, the non-believers, but there were very many believing men also there who were here, whose iman was hidden, and there were very many believing women also. So had it not been the case that they were not, if they were not these believing men and women, لَمْ تَعْلَمُهُمْ تُمْ جُتُمْكُ مَعْلُومْ نَهِ. And you did not even know that they are disbelieving men and women in Makkah. أَنْتَ تَعُوهُمْ یہ خطرہ کہ تم ان کو پیس ڈالتے. There was this fear that you should have thought that all the people in Makkah at that time are non-believers. And had you fought them and Allah would have given you to overpower them, you should have killed even the believing man and the believing woman. And as a result of them, or a result of that, فَتُصِيبَكُمْ مِنْهُمْ مَعَرَّةٌ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. پھر تم پر ان کی وجہ سے خرابی پر جاتی بے خبری سے. And then a great harm should have come to you in your innocence without you knowing. You should have killed how many Muslim men and Muslim women, and you wouldn't have known that they are Muslim men and women. You should have thought that they are all non-believers in Makkah. So Allah Ta'ala explains at this time how Allah Ta'ala in His wisdom did not allow this jihad and this war to take place between the Muslims and the Quraysh. And one of the many reasons was this one also, that you should have entered Makkah victoriously, you should have started killing the people, and even believing men and women should have got killed innocently in the process. لِيُدْخِلَ اللَّهُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. کہ اللہ کو داخل کرنا ہے اپنی رحمت میں جس کو چاہیے. And Allah wants to enter in His mercy whomsoever He wants to. And this is a thing we should beg of Allah all the time, that Allah keeps us in His mercy. Yeah, reference is to the Sulh Hudaybiyah. This was a great mercy of Allah upon the believers. And that of the mushriks, as we read in front, the non-believers, because they carried on with their stubborn, haughty, proud attitude. And Allah Ta'ala made the Muslims to be humble. This is the mercy of Allah. Many times when we also having an argument with somebody, we want to be above the next person. We want to score points. We want to win the argument. But the person who humbles himself is in the mercy of Allah. The person who has got humility is in the mercy of Allah. And the person that has got pride and is haughty, that person is out of the mercy of Allah. So yeah, Allah made the conditions of the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah. Outwardly they were all against the Muslims. Muslims felt it in their heart, very hard also. How can we accept these conditions? But they submitted. So all this was the kindness of Allah that He entered them in His mercy. لو تزيلوا لعذبنا الذين كفروا منهم عذابا أليما. اگر وہ لوگ ایک طرف ہو جاتے تو آفت ڈالتے ہم منکروں پر عذاب دردناک کی. And had those Muslims in Makkah Sharif, the men and women, had they been one side, or if there were no Muslims in Makkah, then we should have punished the non-believers, but a very painful punishment. Then we should have given permission for this jihad and for the Muslims to fight for martyrdom. And in the process, the people of Makkah should have been crushed totally. But because the Muslims that were present, in here, as it comes in hadith also, that many times we feel that there is an invalid child in the house, a backward child, etc., or there is a sick person, our parents are old, we feel them sometimes, it comes in our mind, they are liability, that we have to give them so much time, we have to spend so much money on them. But it comes in the hadith, because of the du'afa, the weak people amongst you, Allah is giving you your rosy. It is on their account. So like that, because of this believing man and woman in Makkah, Allah Ta'ala showed His mercy to the Muslims. And He may put it in their heart to accept the conditions of the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah. So we should never feel in our hearts that why I have to look after so and so. Why must I spend on so and so? It is through their barakat, Allah is giving us barakat. And Allah is showering His mercy upon us. إذ جعل الذين كفروا في قلوبهم الحمية حمية الجاهلية. جب رکھی منکروں نے اپنی دلوں میں قد نادانی کے زد. And remember that in the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah, how this Quraysh, the non-believers, how they had in their hearts this enmity for Islam, this enmity of the days of Jahiliyyah. How proud. In fact, one of them was coming and pushing his fingers into the beard of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showing so much of disrespect. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu pushed his hand away and said, dare you bring your hand near Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is how they were carrying on in a very haughty and proud way. Allah says that was the condition of the non-believers. And on the other side, the believers, Allah had made them, فَأَنزَلُ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ وَعَلَىٰ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. پھر اتارا اللہ تعالی نے اپنے طرف کا اطمینان اپنے رسول پر اور مسلمانوں پر. And Allah Ta'ala put down itminan, peace of mind, contentment of heart in the heart of His Rasul and in the hearts of the believers. And this is a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, that in spite of what odds against you, when Allah gives you His protection and Allah puts that itminan in your heart, then you just see suddenly all your fear goes away. All your anxiety goes away. So that is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala referred to, that لِيُدْخِلَ اللَّهُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This rahmat of Allah, whom He wants to. And a person who wants to incline to Allah, wants to make Allah happy, Allah puts this itminan in his heart. Then though everything around one is against one, but one has this itminan, one has the sense of protection, safety, etc. وَأَلْزَمَهُمْ كَلِمَةَ التَّقْوَى. اور قائم رکھا ان کو ادب کی بات پر. And Allah made them strong and firm on the word of taqwa, on the word of respect. And that is La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And to remain firm on iman in adverse conditions is a great gift from Allah. It is not one's own achievement. When there are so many temptations, you stay away from guna, Allah saved you. Don't think I saved myself. When you could have fallen into big guna, your pride, your haughtiness, your language, your anger, all this, you controlled it at that time. When somebody was really making you angry and he was actually pricking you that you must say something, he wants to stir trouble and you remain cool and calm and composed. This is all that Allah has put you in His rahmah. And that is a very great special favor which we must strive and work for also, make dua also for. Not that we become mini gods of our own and we start taking control of the situation. We start swearing, becoming angry and trying to think that we controlling it. No, you humble yourself and then Allah will protect you also and Allah will give you itminan in your heart also. وَكَانُوا أَحَقَّ بِهَا وَأَهْلَهَا. Or wahi the uske laiq aur us kaam ke. And it was really, this was the share of the sahaba, that what odds we cannot imagine what they faced, but that they submitted to the will of Allah. Allah say they were the people who were such that they were, those were the worthy people. And we should also try to whatever extent we can. Nobody can reach the status of the sahaba radiallahu anhu. But we should also try to imbibe this righteous and pious and good qualities within us. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. Or Allah hai, or hai Allah, har cheez se khabardar. And Allah is the one who is aware of everything. What is in your heart, Allah knows. What you are saying with your tongue, Allah Ta'ala knows. So Allah is aware. So the great lesson in here is that we should have humbleness. We control our language, we control our tongue, we don't have pride, haughtiness. These, in fact, Allah refers to were the qualities of the non-believers. And it was on those bases, really, that they were defeated. It wasn't the outward power and strength, it was the inner qualities on account of which they were defeated. And the Muslims did not have outward, at that time, no army, nothing they had with them. But Allah granted them victory on these inside qualities. And those are the things that we must imbibe and bring within ourselves. May Allah give us all tawfiq.